How does Buddha bestow, we say, bestower of supreme inner peace? How does Buddha bestow peace on each and every living being by giving blessings? So again, this is something, a very interesting topic, but perhaps when you leave here, you maybe didn't know what the teaching was exactly about if somebody asked you, but you feel a little better. Perhaps, that's what I hope, that when we're driving home or going back to our room, we feel a little better. That's blessings. That's blessings. So blessings are inspiring energy. Think about that. Inspiring energy. They're like something that you can't see that uplifts your mind. So, for example, this temple, which is a representation of Buddha's Pure Land, blesses people's minds, even if they've no understanding about Buddha's teachings at all. So Buddha's function is to bestow blessings, which gives inner peace. So often people, when they're here at Manjusri, from time to time, feel happy. And there's no reason. Maybe it's pouring, maybe your body hurts, whatever. But you have a happy feeling in your heart. That's coming from your inner peace, which is coming from having received Buddha's blessings. So when we think we feel happy for no reason, there's no reason externally, this is a sign we're receiving Buddha's blessings. So someone who deliberately begins to develop faith in Buddha can receive that inspiring energy all the time. So although Buddha is blessing the minds of each and every living being every day and giving them temporary inner peace, if we turn to Buddha and say, as we did in the prayers, from the hearts of all the holy beings, streams of light and nectar flow down, granting blessings and purifying. If we turn to Buddha, and it doesn't really matter what we understand about who Buddha is, we just use the name Buddha, and we just make a prayer. We say, Buddha, please help me, inspire me with your blessings. And a special energy will come. So there's an analogy in the scriptures. Where we shine the sun of our faith on the snow mountain of living Buddha. So you imagine the sun of your faith, you deliberately shine it on Buddha and the snow mountain, and water like blessings, inspiring energy pours into your heart. So it's a big topic, but in summary, when our minds are peaceful, we're happy. When our minds are not peaceful, we're not happy, even in the best conditions. So we can have everything, a 5-star hotel in the Lake District with perfect company, everything beautiful. But if our mind isn't peaceful, doesn't bring us any happiness. The missing ingredient, which no one understands in our modern society, if we have peace of mind, we have happy feeling. If there's no peace of mind, there's no happy feeling. Therefore, what we need to learn to do is develop and maintain peace of mind. When we turn to Buddha, Buddha bestows blessings, our mind becomes peaceful, and happy feeling comes. Happiness depends upon mental peace. Since this depends upon receiving Buddha's blessings, Buddha is therefore the source of all happiness. Understanding and contemplating this, we develop and maintain deep faith in Buddha. Then this causes us to generate a wish to practice his teachings in general and Kadam Dharma or Kadam Lamrim teachings in particular.